were both seeing stars. They threw us out, closed down the bar. I said the Long Branch is open, the night's still young, and we ain't never had too much fun. Too much fun, what's that mean? It's like too much money, there's no such thing. It's like a girl too pretty with too much class, being too lucky, a car too fast. No matter what they say I've done, well, I ain't never had too much fun. I'm a holy terror, a tornado. Wind me up, turn me loose, and let me go. Too much fun, what's that mean? It's like too much money. No such thing as like a girl too pretty with too much class, being too lucky, a car too fast. No matter what they say I've done, well, I ain't never had too much fun. No matter what they say I've done, well, I ain't never had too much fun. Give me the reins and let me run, 'cause I ain't never had too much fun.
You're here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM, translator W297CH, Durand.
This is a special report from ABC News, Hurricane Milton. I'm Brian Clark. Right now, there are more than 3 million power outages in Florida as Hurricane Milton moves across the state after making landfall in Siesta Key. Emergency crews have had to stay inside because of unsafe conditions, but they'll head out as day breaks. Damage will become clear as day breaks, and ABC's Jim Ryan says some damage is already apparent.
In St. Petersburg, Hurricane Milton shredded the fabric roof of Tropicana Field, home to baseball's Tampa Bay Rays. The stadium was being used as temporary housing for 10,000 utility workers and emergency responders, but nobody was hurt. Across the state in St. Lucie County,
we had multiple tornadoes touch down here, and we have lost some life.
Sheriff Keith Pearson says search efforts continued through the night. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Tampa.
Also, no drinking water in St. Petersburg because of a water main break. This is ABC News.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Meet Brian. He just got $5,000, and it was pretty easy. I'll tell you how in 10 seconds. Brian needed cash help. After being rejected by banks, he tried 27cash.com. Told them how much he needed, even let them know he had bad credit. In minutes, 27cash.com found a lender who deposited $5,000 into his bank account the very next day. If you need cash help, even if you have bad credit, go to 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We need cash help.
We should go to 57cash.com.
With our bad credit?
57cash.com helps all credit types. They partner with over 100 lenders to help even people with bad credit get approved for up to $10,000. And cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
Wow.
When you need cash help, go to 57cash.com. 57cash.com.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, milk markets were higher, November up 7 to 2120, December up 3 to 2068, January up 7 to 2027, February up 3 at 1973. Cheese markets were steady, barrels at 188, 40-pound blocks at 192 and 3 quarters, no trades on the day, cash butter down 2 and 3 quarters to 265, 22 trades on the day, grade A non-fat dry milk steady at 135 and a half, 1 trade on the day, dry whey steady at 60 even, no trades on the day. today. Live and feeder cattle markets mostly lower as the trade hit the pause button into the rally, as they are really waiting for some cash markets to develop, even though box beef prices were higher. But again, the trade wanting to see some positive movement in those cash markets before moving above the 100-day moving average. Hog markets also lower. The market was up against resistance levels and didn't find enough support to move past those levels. October live cattle down 27 cents to 188.20. October feeder cattle down $1.05 to 249.27. October hogs down 20 cents to 83.92. Chicago Board of Trade corn markets were relatively flat on a range-bound type of trade. There's little overall fresh news to move markets higher due to harvest pressure and really just a lack of fresh fundamental news. Meanwhile, soybeans mostly higher, consolidating at the higher end of the trading ranges, even though there has been some pretty good harvest with the drier weather. A lot of positioning as well ahead of that WASDE report for Friday. Wheat markets mostly higher, consolidating at the upper end of the trading range as well, as the warm and dry weather is starting to slow up the winter wheat planting. December corn did close up a quarter to 421. November beans up 4 to 1020 and a quarter. December wheat up 4 and a quarter to 599. Minneapolis wheat December up 3 and a quarter. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report. Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more. Corn bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand. Cash corn at $3.51, December $3.56, January $3.59, new crop 25, $3.94. Cash beans $9.35, December $9.45, January $9.50, new crop 25, $9.79. Big River Resources Boyceville cash corn $3.56, November $3.61, December $3.71, January $3.85. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia cash corn $3.73. December $3.86 and January $3.98. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound cash and November corn $3.66, cash beans $9.50 and January $9.52. Allied Cooperative Blair cash corn $3.71, new crop 25403, cash beans $9.20, new crop 25979. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn $3.81, November $3.83, April $4.19, and new crop 25415. Cash beans $9.51, November $9.66, April $10.27, and new crop 25010.11. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound cash corn $3.69, new crop or January $3.77, cash beans $9.51, and January at $9.59. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 177 to 194, Holstein fed cattle 160 to 176, market cows 91 to 126, bulls 131 to 162, calves 250 to 900, beef steers 180 to 350, Holstein steers 140 to 345, sheep markets, market lambs 170 and down, light lambs 195 and down, ewes 105 and down, rams 95 and down, goat markets, does 110 and down, bucks 195 and down. At Zumbrota, feeder lambs 50 to 260, fed lambs 135 to 156, and ewes 180 to 115. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
Is thinning hair or a receding hairline making you self-conscious? Try Hair Grow by New Nordic. Millions of men and women around the world trust Hair Grow. With its patented tocotrienol complex, hair grow naturally reduces inflammation in the scalp and is clinically proven to promote new hair growth and increase hair count in as little as 4 months. Stop feeling embarrassed about thinning hair and start looking and feeling your best with hair grow. Available online at Amazon, Walmart.com, and NewNordicUSA.com. Or in stores at your local CVS.
Point!
Hey, you okay? You don't normally miss those shots.
Ugh, I just haven't been as regular lately, and it's making me feel sluggish.
You should try Metamucil. It's been a game changer for me. Metamucil's plant-based psyllium fiber helps trap and remove the waste that weighs you down.
Ace!
You're moving better than you were last week.
Definitely.
Metamucil keeps you moving. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Learn more at Metamucil.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
One more summery 80-degree day here for you today. Get out and enjoy it because fall temps are heading our way. Today, partly cloudy, 82. We'll drop to 59 tonight, 75 tomorrow, with 50s and 60s by the weekend and into next week. Kick your backyard barbecue up a notch with Grandpa's barbecue sauce made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. This stuff is amazing. You're going to love it. Grandpa's BBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Yeah.
Daddy's belt, Mama's drapes. Standing tall in the backyard shed, looking cool in my Superman cape. I told the neighborhood girl, said, hey y'all, watch this. My fate was a broken arm and my reward, one big kiss. When Daddy asked me why I did it, I made him laugh out loud when I told him, cause the chicks and dig it. Scars heal, glory fades, and all we're left with are the memories made. Oh yeah, pain hurts, but only for a minute. Your life is short, so go on and live it, cause the chicks dig it. Oh yeah, the chicks dig it. Blacktop road, learner permit. Thought I was Earnhardt, driving fast, but I didn't see the ditch. Took out a mailbox, then a fence, then a barn. The police came and called my father, but I met the farmer's daughter. And when the judge asked me why I did it, he threw the book at me. When I told him, cause the chicks and dig it. Scars heal, glory fades, and all we're left with are the memories made. Oh yeah, your pain hurts, but only for a minute. Life is short, so go on and live it, cause the chicks dig it. Oh yeah. Oh.
Worry about the one that got away. We'll play another country hit on Real Country 1430. Silent tide attracting me to you.
closer, baby, I can't hear you. Just another whisper, if you please. Don't worry about the details, darling. You got the kind of mind I love to read. Talk's cheap, baby, time's expensive. So why waste another minute more? Life's too short to be so apprehensive. Love's as much a symptom, darling, as the cure. Oh, baby, when I feel this a feel, it's like a genuine voodoo hits me. It's been too long since somebody whispered.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Mary Chapin Carpenter, Shut Up and Kiss Me here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Thursday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. We have temperatures in the low to mid 40s across the region this morning. It looks like we're going to have another beautiful day today, and we'll have our ag weather forecast next hour. Also next hour, we're going to talk with Justin Bauer with the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board. Soybean Marketing Board has been delivering some of the new soybean-based firefighting foam that has no PFAS chemicals in it. We're going to talk with Justin a little bit about that next hour in our Newsmaker segment. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America Next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Well, now, which would you rather have? World-class seed genetics and traits, or seed that's been tested and proven to yield in your area? Well, with Pioneer, you get both, plus the support of a dedicated local team. For the unbeatable combination of elite seed genetics, local knowledge and insights, and rigorous local testing, contact the team at Bowers Seeds and Service, your local authorized Pioneer sales representative serving the Durand area. At Pioneer, our name is our mission, and what's next happens here.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. The new National Corn Growers Association president is set to build bridges. We'll explain coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Illinois farmer Kenneth Hartman Jr. is the new president of the National Corn Growers Association. He selected building bridges as the theme for this year's In the President's Chair.
Where that came from is we actually have a bridge that's on the farm that was here actually before my grandfather bought this farm. That my great-great-grandfather, when he came from Germany in the 1860s, he was a stonemason. 1870 was an old road that went through here, and he built that bridge in 1870. So ironically, I found out a few years ago that it was actually my great-great-grandfather that built that bridge. But I mean, you look back, it's a stone bridge, and that was very complex and hard job to build that bridge. Well, right now, we want to build bridges. We want to work with our other commodity organizations. We need to work with other people that have interests similar to what we have.
He says the biggest problem farmers currently face is no farm bill, and commodity groups descended on Capitol Hill to share that point.
I know we were out there a few weeks ago. I think it's the first time in years that we actually had the commodity organizations all there together with the American Farm Bureau. We went and made some visits. We had corn and soybeans, but we also had rice, peanuts, cotton, sorghum, Farm Bureau, and even Farm Credit, and some of the financial institutes were with us there explaining how important this Farm Bill is. I mean, when you start looking at where the economy is right now with agriculture, we've got some of the lower prices we've had in many years. We've got inflation factors, I say, that basically when you start looking at fuel, you look at fertilizer, you look at labor costs, you look at equipment costs. Interest is high compared to what it was a few years ago. We need a Farm Bill that's current. Last year, they kicked the can down the road with extension. We definitely don't need that done. We need a farm bill.
The new NCGA president says his group has a lot of priority issues to get to work on.
Some of the National Corn Growers' priorities is we start looking at risk management, crop insurance. We need people to take higher levels of crop insurance with the risk that's out there today. So we need support for that. We need markets. We need MAP and FMD funding. And one of the National Corn Growers' major policies is creating new markets and help our markets we have currently. So we need to work on creating markets there. When it comes to ethanol, if it comes to corn to overseas, this is all very important.
Ken Hartman, the new president of the National Corn Growers Association. That is today's Agriculture America, a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
It's time to review the top three highlights of the day. I'm joined, as always, by my co-anchor, Snoop.
Hey, what up, Doe?
Snoop, number one has to be getting the new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence at T-Mobile.
Yeah, you should hustle down to T-Mobile like a dog chasing a squirrel chasing a nut.
Nice analogy, Snoop. Dogs do love to chase squirrels.
And squirrels love to chase those nuts.
On to highlight number two, at T-Mobile, families can save 20% every month versus the other big guys.
That is very impressive. You know, y'all can take some of those savings and buy some Snoop merchandise.
That's exactly what I'm planning on doing with my savings, Snoop. Now, take it away, Snoop.
Head to T-Mobile.com and get the new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence on them.
Now drop that jingle.
24-month debit credit is eligible traded on Go5G Next. Well-qualified customers plus tax and $35 connection charge. Cancel entire account before receiving 24 bill credits and credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off device early. See how you can save versus the other big guys at T-Mobile.com/switch. Apple Intelligence coming fall 2024.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
One more summery 80-degree day here for you today. Get out and enjoy it because fall temps are heading our way. Today, partly cloudy, 82. We'll drop to 59 tonight, 75 tomorrow with 50s and 60s by the weekend and into next week. Kick your backyard barbecue up a notch with Grandpa's barbecue sauce made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. This stuff is amazing. You're going to love it. Grandpa'sBBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Some help on the farm, somebody with a truck and two strong arms, not scared of dirt and willing to work till the sun goes down. So I pulled up and said, I'm your man, I can start right now. And we shook hands. He said, the fence needs fixing, the peaches need picking, and the cows need bringing round. I was hauling hay, I was feeding the hogs, and that summer sun had me sweating like a dog, so I cooled off in the creek. Then it was back to work, and that dadgum heat, I was cussing out loud, thinking about quitting. Looking back now, I'm sure glad I didn't, 'cause just when I thought it couldn't get no hotter, I caught a glimpse of the farmer's daughter. Just getting home from Panama City, she was all tanned up and my kind of pretty. When her eyes met mine, I was thinking that I sure love my job.
As the days got shorter, our talks got longer. The kisses got sweeter and the feelings got stronger. So we'd hop in the truck and get all tangled up every chance we got. We were down by the river all night long. When the sun came up, I was sneaking her home and dragging my butt to work. With the smell of her perfume on my shirt, I'd be on the tractor, she'd be on my mind. With that sun beating down on his back of mine, and just when I thought it couldn't get no hotter, I fell in love with a farmer's daughter. We got married last spring. Oh, and there ain't no better life for me. I'm still hauling hay and feeding the hogs, and that summer sun's got me sweating like a dog. So I cool off in the creek, and she brings me out a glass of sweet iced tea. Now I'm on the tractor, she's on my mind, and I can't wait till it's quitting time. And just when I think it can't get no hotter, I come home to the farmer's daughter. Yeah. The farmer's daughter.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Rodney Atkins, Farmer's Daughter, here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Thursday morning. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. And we have temperatures in the low to mid 40s across the region this morning. University of Georgia is going to partner with the Food and Drug Administration to test U.S. dairy supplies for the H5N1 virus. Now, the University of Georgia's Center for Influenza Disease and Emergence Research will lead the university's efforts. It's funded by the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. And what they'll do is they'll be testing not only the dairy cattle, but even some of the dairy products as well, to see what's all out there in that. That's something that they're just starting to begin. And we'll keep you up to date on some of the results as well here coming up. The virus, by the way, has been detected in raw milk from infected cows. But remember, pasteurization is killing the H5N1 virus. So pasteurization, well, that means you'll be protected from that if it happened to be in that milk. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Mystic Lubricants, made to make it last. Last week, the Environmental Protection Agency released the final text for their nationwide herbicide strategy, and the new rules could have a far-reaching effect on the technology available to row crop farmers. I'll have the details when we come back.
To this day, one of the great things about farming is it gives families the opportunity to pass things from one generation to the next. Traditions, know-how, even treasured secret recipes. With costs for just about everything on the rise these days, a lot of growers are handing down the wisdom of getting more life out of their tractors, combines, and hard-working equipment. And with help from Mystic Lubricants, family operations can keep machines working harder for longer, season after season after season. Their products, like the legendary JT6 greases, are specially formulated to perform even in the harshest environments. No matter if your machines are 3 days new or three decades old, you can count on Mystic to protect your tradition for getting the job done. Because like you, Mystic lubricants are made to make it last. To find your local Mystic distributor or retailer, visit mysticlubes.com. That's M-Y-S-T-I-K, lubes.com.
The EPA's recently released final herbicide strategy introduces a series of mitigation measures that will affect how herbicides are applied on farms. While the strategy itself doesn't impose direct restrictions on pesticide use, it sets the stage for future regulations tied to new pesticide registrations and the review of existing ones. This means farmers will need to adjust their practices to align with these new standards aimed at reducing herbicide runoff and spray drift. One of the key changes is the emphasis on conservation practices like cover crops, conservation tillage, and windbreaks. These measures are being highlighted as effective ways to minimize the environmental impact of herbicides. But farm groups, which have been providing insight to the EPA throughout the process, say the practices don't work everywhere. Josh Gackel, president of the American Soybean Association, noted, "While there are clear improvements in the final strategy, we're still concerned about the complexity of this framework and whether it will be practical for all farmers to implement. The potential cost of compliance could be high, and the complexity of the new requirements could create confusion for growers." The strategy also introduces the use of a mitigation menu and a calculator to help farmers determine what additional measures they might need to adopt. While these tools are intended to simplify the process, there are concerns about their usability in the fast-paced environment of modern farming. Agricultural Retailers Association Senior Vice President Richard Gupton acknowledged the improvements made by the EPA, but emphasized that the true test will come with the 2025 pesticide label registrations. He said, "We support efforts to protect endangered species, but the mitigation measures must be economical and practical for farmers." On the environmental side, groups like the Center for Biological Diversity see these changes as a long overdue step toward protecting endangered species. They argue that the benefits to ecosystems, including cleaner waterways and healthier habitats, outweigh the challenges posed to agriculture. I'll be back with more after this.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
At Jerry Bear & Sons, your Golden Harvest seed dealer, their best skill is knowing how to listen. Because once they understand your operation and goals, they can offer the right products to perform in your fields. From the Gold Series soybean and game-changing corn portfolios to expert insights, it's an answer to what they have heard from you. Get fall cash discounts when you order your Golden Harvest seeds now at Jerry Bear & Sons, just off Highway 25, Durand.
Yes, with the EPA's final herbicide strategy in place, farmers will need to pay attention for changes to application instructions in pesticide labels. Both new products and existing formulations will have their labels examined, and those changes could be coming as soon as the next growing season. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Mystic Lubricants, made to make it last. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you. I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Is thinning hair or a receding hairline making you self-conscious? Try Hair Grow by New Nordic. Millions of men and women around the world trust Hair Grow. With its patented tocotrienol complex, Hair Grow naturally reduces inflammation in the scalp and is clinically proven to promote new hair growth and increase hair count in as little as 4 months. Stop feeling embarrassed about thinning hair and start looking and feeling your best with Hair Grow. Available online at Amazon, Walmart.com, and NewNordicUSA.com. Or in stores at your local CVS.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
TV diet guru lies. Good morning, honey. Go to work, make up, try to keep the balance up between love and money. She used to tie her hair up in ribbons and bows, sign her letters with X's and O's. Got a picture of her mama in heels and pearls. She's trying to make
the sink, mow the yard, really isn't all that hard if you get paid. She used to tie her hair up in ribbons and bows, sign her letters with X's and O's. Got a picture of her mama in heels and pearls. She's trying to make it in her daddy's world. An American girl, an American girl. Well, she's got her.
Favorites back to back to back. Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Don't my baby look good in them blue jeans, tied on the top with a belly button ring, a little tattoo somewhere in between. She only shows to me. Hey, we're going out dancing, she's ready tonight.
bartender says for the lady, what's it gonna be? I tell him, man, she ain't into wine and roses. Beer just makes her turn up her nose, and she can't stand a thought of sipping champagne. No Cuervo gold margaritas, just ain't enough good burning tequila. She needs something with a little more red and a little more pain. She's my little whiskey girl. She's my little whiskey girl. My ragged on the edges girl. Ah, but I like them rough. Baby got a 69 Mustang, four on the floor, and you ought to hear the pipes ring. I jump behind a wheel and it's away we go. Hey, I drive too fast, but she don't care. Blue bandana tied all up in her hair, just sitting there singing every song on the radio. Makes her turn up her nose, and she can't stand a thought of sipping champagne. No Cuervo gold margaritas, just ain't enough good burning tequila. She needs something with a little more red and a little more pain. She's my little whiskey girl. She's my little whiskey girl. My ragged on the edges girl. Oh, but I like them rough. No Cuervo. With a little more rage and a little more pain. She's my little whiskey girl. Oh, she's my little whiskey girl. My ragged on the edges, girl. Oh, but I like them rough. Yeah, I like them rough.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. The Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board has been delivering a new soybean-based firefighting foam to fire departments across Wisconsin. Justin Bauer of the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board says it's the biggest benefit to the new firefighting foam is it uses no PFAS chemicals.
That is the biggest side of it, is we have a product that acts the same and works the same, but doesn't have those forever chemicals that are harmful.
The Soybean Marketing Board has delivered the new firefighting foam to 16 fire departments across Wisconsin. Wisconsin U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin was honored with the Friend of the Farm Bureau Award by the American Farm Bureau Federation, recognizing her ongoing commitment to supporting Wisconsin's farmers and rural communities. She received that award during a visit to Messerschmitt Farms in Fall Creek, Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Farm Bureau supports Senator Baldwin for her continued dedication to Wisconsin's agricultural community, said Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation President Brad Olson. Baldwin has also led efforts to enforce FDA labeling standards through the Dairy Pride Act and increased funding in Wisconsin businesses through the Dairy Business Innovation Initiative, which has directed almost $40 million to help Wisconsin dairy businesses, Olson said. The American Farm Bureau Federation's Friend of the Farm Bureau Award is given to members of Congress who has shown strong support for agricultural policies and are nominated by their respective state farm bureaus. USDA announced it awarded more than $25 million to support 8 projects under the new Assisting Specialty Crop Imports Initiative. USDA launched the initiative in January as part of the agency's commitment to create more and better markets for U.S. producers and agribusinesses. Specialty crop exporters face many important requirements in every foreign market they enter, yet they often don't have the economies of scale to develop the required certificates or negotiate favorable terms, said Alexis Taylor, USDA Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agricultural Affairs. This innovative partnership between USDA and the specialty crop sector focuses on projects to address the non-tariff trade barriers that hinder America's exports of fruits and vegetables, tree nuts, horticultural crops, and related products. U.S. exports of specialty crops totaled $25.8 billion last year, increasing the bottom line for producers nationwide and driving economic development in their local communities and beyond. Two-thirds of U.S. consumers have used a food ordering app at least once for takeout, delivery, or both. That, according to the September 2024 Consumer Food Insights Report. Over half used an app for a delivery order. Nearly half those consumers say they use an app for delivery or takeout at least once a week. The survey-based report comes from Purdue University's Center for Food Demand Analysis and Sustainability and assesses food spending, customer satisfaction, values, support of agriculture and food policies, and trust in information sources. Cattle producers, like many other farmers, are generally optimistic. A Drover's beef industry survey shows 64% of the respondents remain optimistic about the future. Over half, 51% of producers, plan to grow their herd size in the next 5 years, and another 38% will maintain their herd sizes. Parts of the U.S. still face dry conditions, but the situation is better than at this time in 2023. Producers are looking to the future, with 59% saying they're planning to add a family member to the operation within the next 5 years. That number was 54% last year. While beef cow inventories continue to stabilize this year, the industry could experience a longer transition period as significant risks mute profit signals that would normally jumpstart herd rebuilding efforts. Rabobank is forecasting a stable cow herd between 27.9 and 28.3 million head over the next 3 years. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
One more summery 80-degree day here for you today. Get out and enjoy it because fall temps are heading our way. Today, partly cloudy, 82. We'll drop to 59 tonight, 75 tomorrow with 50s and 60s by the weekend and into next week. Kick your backyard barbecue up a notch with Grandpa's barbecue sauce made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. This stuff is amazing. You're going to love it. Grandpa's BBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
From the start.
cry when I come home late. She couldn't buy the lies I told. All she wanted was to be needed, someone that she could call her own. Love I know I took for granted until she walked out of my door. Too little too late to say I'm sorry, 'cause she's not crying anymore. She's not crying anymore. She ain't lonely. There's a smile upon her face. A new love takes my place. She's not crying anymore. Picked herself up off the ground. I wasn't there when I was needed, but I was there to let her down. Sometimes you know I feel so foolish. If I knew then what I know now, another tear would never fall, 'cause I'd give all of my all if we could work things out somehow. But she's not crying anymore, and she ain't lonely any longer. There's a smile